Now for a little news I could use. Book recommendations. Like most people, I'm looking for summer reads, something to put in my bag next to my SPF 100. Normally, I would solicit recommendations on social media, but today I don't have to because Weekend Edition books editor Barry Hardiman joins me in studio now. Hey, Barry.
Hi. I also have sunscreen recommendations for later if you want them.
First, I want to start off with what I would ask you is that my favorite kind of summer read is just the frothy page turner, the one book that everyone's reading that HBO or Netflix is going to turn into a movie or TV show sometime next year.
You want your basic Gone Girl.
Yes.
You want your Big Little Lies.
Exactly.
I got you. So I'm going to recommend a book that is by Karen Slaughter. I don't know if you've read any of her other books. They can be quite bloody, but they're great crime mysteries that are also have really great characterization, but not at the expense of plot. And so the book I want to recommend is called Pieces of Her. It's totally propulsive. It's about a young woman named Andy Oliver. She's at lunch with her mom, chatting it up, when all of a sudden, next to her, a deranged young man comes up with a gun. And her mother does something very, very surprising for a lady who is described as knowing where all the tops to the Tupperware are, which is that she very calmly and coolly kills him. So I'm not going to say any more than that. The rest of the book is this roller coaster ride of finding out who her mother is. And it's also this really great mother-daughter story. And bonus, it will be turned into a miniseries by Netflix.
What is that called again? Just remind me.
It's called Pieces of Her by Karen Slaughter. But if you're waiting for the next book like that that's coming out, the hottest off the press, I would recommend Bunny by Mona Awad, which is also very funny and very sharp and extremely readable page turner, which is coming out in June.
I also think about summer reading as escapism fiction. You know, you want to go to another world or back in time or fantasy novels. What about that?
So for, you know, people who are like maybe missing Game of Thrones or
yeah.
are sad about the way it ended, but also want to be outside at the same time, not in front of a TV, this is the perfect time to pick up Wolf Hall.
Now, I know throwback.
That sounds a little crazy, but it's a throwback. But remember, the third one is coming out in 2020, in March of 2020. They just announced it.
And it might take you until next summer to finish Wolf Hall to
so
be ready.
This is, I want to correct the misapprehension that this is a hard book to read. This is certainly a long piece of psychologically realistic fiction, but from the minute you meet Thomas Cromwell, you really are going to be sucked in. And if you are a Game of Thrones watcher who is interested in how power corrupts, how an intensely human, brilliant person can, you know, become the kind of person that maybe dragon fires a whole village or, I don't know, takes down the Catholic Church and murders a queen, then, you know, Wolf Hall is for you. Plus, you then will have the benefit of being right on time in March when the third one comes out.
What about for your friend, the I don't do fiction reader, the reader that wants to read?
I don't know any of those people.
I don't know many, but I know they exist. The person that doesn't really want fiction, they want nonfiction, they want something smart to read. I'm thinking more along the lines of like Ron Chernow's mm-hmm. Hamilton mm-hmm. that everybody became obsessed with that read like fiction, but was actually the book that's going to impress people that you read this
That's
summer.
Right. There's literally a picture of Lin-Manuel Miranda on the beach reading that. That's like an old. In any case, yeah. So there's a wonderful book that I think actually kind of brings together a lot of our genres, and it's called Murder by the Book. It's by Claire Harmon, and it's about a murder in Victorian London in which a minor aristocrat is murdered by his valet. Now, it actually does sound like fiction, right? It's nonfiction, but what's so wonderful about it is this guy's defense was that he had read a popular novel and the book made me do it, which is kind of a wonderful thing if you think about what fiction can do. However, it's also this wonderful book about class and how we think about the way that books influence us. Every detail is amazing. Claire Harmon describes the aristocrat as being ripe and aged. It also really answers this essential question of how powerful can books be?
Barry Hardiman, our books editor, and if you want specific recommendations, you can always tweet her at B Hardiman or tell us what you're recommending to your friends at NPR Weekend. Barry, thanks for this.
You're welcome.